Rich the Factor, his new album, The L Factor, that's E-L, is soon to be out. His album release party tomorrow at the Prohibition Hall, 11th and McGee. Go to our Facebook page, check out that flyer. Let's get right to it. Tell us about that album.
It's just the same old, just a little elevated. I try to elevate after everyone. So it's just a, different day, a different level. I mean, L Factor, that's, that's the factor in Spanish if you ain't up on it.
You haven't stopped. For those that think you have stopped, you got hits with Tech, The Popper. We've been playing your new single, Aristocrat, which I love, by the way.
Yeah.
But who is Rich on this new album?
I mean, it's like straight exec. I mean, it's half and half.
Okay.
1 foot in, 1 foot out. It's for all the guys that went through the type of things that I went through, like the penitentiary, and, letting them know that ain't nothing up in there, So just all the way down to the blueprint, how to build up, how to build an empire from the ground up. That's what I represent. And I have Breeder handle the, the other side of the coin, which is, for more of the lady speed,
Yeah, right. we got a lockdown that department for sure.
You got it handled.
Yeah, I got that covered.
Well, that's what's up. We talking to Rich the Factor. If you haven't already told by the voice, follow my dude right now at Rich the Factor, just like it sound, Instagram. But since we already on the topic of Bree, Rich, I kind of want to know from you, her being the first lady of MF4, what do you have to say about Bree as an artist?
She's just a real talent to represent the city. So, I have to reach out for her. She was already doing her thing. I'll just, try to add to it.
Love it.
So, anybody who's up on her, they know how she do it. So we're just expanding, trying to expand the city.
Definitely.
That's basically what it's all about.
For sure.
The Real KC will be at the Prohibition Hall tomorrow night. Rich the Factor and Bree the First Lady live in concert. Their new albums are out, and you can come check them out. The flyers on our Facebook page.
We MF4. Shout out to all the guys in the joint listening. Stand tall, do it all. KC's the town all around the globe, though.
There we have
it.
Right, that part. Can we get a little ad lib real quick before I let you go?
Ad lib.
KC is the town, y'all. Yeah.
Ad libs is 10K a pop.
Hey.
So I'm going to sit on that one. We'll figure it out later.
I ain't trying to get fired.
I don't know. All around the globe, though. Shout out to everybody keeping it moving and grooving.
For sure.
Hot 103. All my guys out there. I appreciate you.
Stopping by the studio. KC, what's up, girl?
What's going on, Kansas City?
I need y'all to follow her right now. That's Bree with the E, the first lady, first with the number. Go ahead, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff.
All the same.
Got to talk about that brand consistency.
Appreciate it.
Speaking of your brand, new album released this Saturday.
Yes, Breakups and Come Ups, and that is coming out through MFR. So I'm really excited about that. Me and Rich are doing an album release party tomorrow at the Prohibition Hall. I'm super excited to see everybody. It's my mom's birthday. Shout out to her.
Definitely. We're going to all be in the building, the Prohibition Hall. Doors open up at 7 o'clock. Your pre-sale ticket is $20, so don't wait. Tell us about your new album. Is it self-titled?
Well, it's MFR Presents Breakups and Come Ups. Really just coming from a bunch of different places. I took a bunch of material that I had in the past that I wanted to get out, and I wrote some new stuff. And I mean, it was just really all in the tone of breaking up and then thinking about coming up, because in life, you go through so many different stages and phases. And so I wanted to really just incorporate all of my feelings into it and do something a lot different from my last album I did, which was self-titled. InfoGates produced the whole thing, that one is on iTunes and everything. So I just wanted to, you know, do something a little more heartfelt, you know, like kind of could relate to the women a little bit more.
All right. Well, I am super excited. Bree the First Lady, let's drop some names of artists that you've worked with.
I've been from Kansas City all the way to the Bay. I mean, you might have heard me mostly on a lot of major underground. I want to kick it off with, you know, Ron Ron. That's my guy. Free him. Love him to death. You got your Rondos. Then you want to go to the Bay with it. You know, you got Ryder J. Clyde, J. Diggs. That's my guy. I mean, pretty much name them. I've done records with them. I mean, if they're out, they're hot. I mean, I'm pretty much worked with them if they're underground and they got a name.
Bree, the First Lady of MFR, obviously. So that yes. automatically makes you the First Lady of Kansas City. Check her out right now. You can see her live on stage at the Prohibition Hall. Around what time are you going on stage?
I'm not exactly sure, but you guys definitely want to be in the building. Well, I want to say about, you know, 9-ish, 10-ish. I mean, you want to get there as early as possible because it's going to pack out. That's for sure.
Talk about your album again. When you talk about you want to talk to the ladies and stuff like that, what kind of feel are we getting? Is it more of a R&B flavor all the way through?
Yes, it's really kind of me. It's more me. Because, I mean, my thing is I really just write what I feel and how I feel. I really wouldn't know how to put a label on it and just say, oh, it's a certain type of, you know, sound. I mean, yes, if you have to say it's R&B, that's what it is. But really, it's just me. But if you're looking for, you know, some music that really that can touch you to the soul, you know, something you can relate to when you're going through a breakup, when you're going through trials, tribulations, and, you know, just different things, when you're out here on your hustle, you know, trying to grind through everything you're going through, you know, that's just really what it is. But so you could sum it up as R&B, but it's what you make it.
Definitely. It makes sense why you are right next to Rich the Factor, because that's kind of what he does. He's original. That's the type of music that you all make. So, yeah,
that's
definitely.
My guy, 100%. I want to give a huge shout out to him and the rest of MFR. I mean, he really just has been around forever, has saw me, and, you know, and we've been in the same places for a long time, and he just, like, you know, appreciates my craft and really, you know, he's like, yeah, come on, you coming with me. So I appreciate him for that, and it's just gonna, you know, it's always love from him, always.
Bree the First Lady of Kansas City, the beautiful Bree the
Thank
First
so
Lady.
Much.
Definitely. I don't know why she acting all nice, y'all. I don't know why she trying to act all sweet peach.
I am sweet peach, you know what I'm saying? But I am a Taurus, so it happens, you know, it does happen. Plus, you know, I got that Libra mom, so you know that's in me. That my mom, she Latino, she crazy. No, I'm kidding.
Snap real quick. Great dad, be
I'm
careful.
I'm just kidding. No, but yeah, I do have a flip side, but in all actuality, I'm way nicer than I'm meaner. So you know, it just you really got to do a lot, or you got to catch me on a bad day, and that's rare.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, congratulations to you, Bree. Do you know what songs you're gonna perform tomorrow?
I have a couple of songs, but what I really like to do is for the people who have not been able to put a face with my name, because everybody, you know, always like, oh yes, I know your name, and they never really, you know, saw me because I, you know, been off the scene, took a break for a while, really didn't put out a whole lot. So what I like to do is come out with songs that people can familiarize me with. So I might do some DV, I might do some Bird, I might do some Ron Ron, just snippets, and then I'll probably come in with some of my original music mixed in with maybe, you know, one of my old songs that people really fave. So, you know, not even particularly to name drop anything, but you know, it'll just be a mixture.
You had it right here, the exclusive. She ain't giving us no more, y'all, so y'all gonna have to come.
Yeah, y'all gotta come out, y'all gotta show love. Just want to let everybody know that we are going to have so much fun tomorrow. Come out, we will be in the building. It's gonna be clean fun. We're not gonna be doing no violent nothing. Anybody getting messy can leave. We're not playing that, you know. It's just really gonna be a good atmosphere to be in. If you're trying to come out, you're trying to turn up, hear some good music, be in a good atmosphere, it's definitely the place to be, you know. That's really all I can say.
And what do you want them to leave with when they hear your music?
What I want them to leave with when they hear my music is more of me as an artist. People really have never had access to me as an artist. I feel like I've really starved my fans, because for so many years, you know, people
I'm
are asking
them, yes.
me. I know, and I feel so bad, you know, because of the inconsistency.
No.
But really, it's just me being when the streets, you know, the streets pay me, that's how I'm making my money. I'm not really focusing on myself. You know, I'm really just kind of getting my money in the streets and with who I'm around, and they take care of me. So that's what I'm getting my money through. But, you know, really what I want people to leave with is just a little more sense of who Bree the First Lady is as an artist.
That's what's up. Bree the First Lady, check her out tomorrow night, Prohibition Hall, album release party, her and Rich the Factor.